From Washington, this is VOA News. Marty Johnson reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Pakistan today, meeting with his counterpart in the first such high-level state visit in 12 years, including a stop at the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's home. Reporting for VOA, Ayaz Ghul says the meeting has great significance for Pakistan, India, and Afghanistan.
With continuing instability in Afghanistan, there are worries that if the traditional tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan, you know, worsen in the meantime, it will become really a challenge for the international community, which has been trying hard to bring peace to Afghanistan. But if there is tension in this part of South Asia, then obviously, there are allegations that India and Pakistan, in order to increase their influence in Afghanistan, are engaged in some sort of a proxy war there.
Ayaz Ghul reporting for VOA from Istanbul. Islamic State loyalists in Afghanistan released a video today showing a suicide car bombing devastating an Afghan security outpost, as well as violent acts elsewhere, including in neighboring Pakistan. The purported IAS video, released to reporters, shows footage of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistani security forces, the suicide bombing, gunfights with security forces elsewhere, and roadside bombs blowing up Afghan government vehicles. It also shows one man being beheaded and two others shot at close range at the back of the head. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria may have killed more than 100 people. Some reports say more than 100 were killed. Others say the death toll was much lower. The fire ignited Thursday in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded while unloading its contents. The resulting fire, according to reports, burned to death people standing in line to refill cooking gas canisters. An unknown number of injured were taken to the hospital. This is VOA News. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas Day in homes, churches, and holy sites, particularly in the town of Bethlehem in the West Bank, where the Bible says Jesus, Son of God, was born. In Australia, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull celebrated the day serving others.
There is no better example of love, of following in the footsteps of Jesus, in practical love, helping people who are struggling, who are battling for all sorts of reasons.
In Britain, children sang as the Queen sent out her message via television, reflecting in a speech about how she finds solace for the world's problems through her faith in Christ.
It is true that the world has had to confront moments of darkness this year, but the Gospel of John contains a verse of great hope, often read at Christmas carol services. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
In Vatican City, tens of thousands of people crowded into St. Peter's Square to hear Pope Francis deliver the traditional Urbi et Orbi message to their waiting ears.
Quanto sono vere e attuali le parole del profeta Isaia che abbiamo ascoltato.
The Pope talking about the light of Christ. And in France, Christmas services came with heightened security concerns following last month's terror attacks in Paris. One of the Catholic priests at Notre Dame said, "We are trying to cope as we celebrate the birth of Christ." Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on the rebel-held suburb of the capital of Damascus have killed 20 people at least, including women and children. Meantime, the Syrian army is claiming that a top rebel leader, Sahran Alush, was killed on a raid on a base in his stronghold at the capital's eastern edge. The UN Children's Fund warns poor rainfall and El Nino effects are putting hundreds of thousands of children at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports the well-being of hundreds of thousands of children already suffering from food shortages is likely to worsen under these conditions. Spokesman Christoph Bouyerak says it is particularly concerned about high levels of malnutrition among young children in Malawi.
Almost half of the children are already undernourished because Malawi struggles to cope with drought and with the first maize deficit in a decade.
Bouyerak says El Nino, severe flooding, and a prolonged drought, as well as a stagnant economy, have added to the country's food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And hundreds of families in the U.S. South and Midwest are spending this Christmas in emergency shelters after losing their homes to rare December tornadoes. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.